A financially strapped couple is taking steps to make a big change.
Please state your full legal names.
Actually, it's a very small change.
Following the procedure, your bodies will be approximately 0.0364% of their current mass and volume.
The premise of the new movie Downsizing, starring Matt Damon, which opens this weekend, is people choosing to be made physically very small. It's the latest of a long and, well, odd cinematic tradition of characters shrinking on the big screen. NPR's Neda Ulaby has more.
It goes back to at least 1901 with a silent movie called The Dwarf and the Giant. There are classic shrinking movies like Fantastic Voyage and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. In Downsizing, scientists shrink people to save the environment.
Because of all the catastrophes we are seeing today, overpopulation, we are proud to unveil the only practical remedy to humanity's gravest problem.
Tiny people have tiny carbon footprints, but shrinking is being marketed to the middle class as a way to live large. When you're only 5 inches tall, you can move to a grand mansion the size of a dollhouse in a special tiny plan community where your savings stretch much further than in the big world.
In Leisureland, your $52,000 translates to $12.5 million to live on for life.
The irony is intentional, says Downsizing director Alexander Payne.
People are getting small in order to consume more.
Something about the experience of being small is magnified by real life now, he says. Just open a newspaper.
The enormity of hideousness we're reading certainly makes me feel quite small and powerless.
The notion of getting small to save the planet is nothing new, says film historian Julie Turnock. She points to a horror movie from 1936 called The Devil Doll, where scientists try to fight world hunger by making people shrink.
The technology in that movie is developed for the same reason, to save resources.
Think of it, LeBron. Every living creature reduced to 1/6 its size. 1/6 its physical need. Food for 6 times all of us.
Things don't turn out well in The Devil Doll, which came out during the Great Depression. Turns out a lot of movies about shrinking people reflect economic anxieties.
We owed a great deal of money, and I had no job.
Like The Incredible Shrinking Man from 1957.
Every day it was worse. Every day a little smaller.
The Incredible Shrinking Man speaks to all kinds of Cold War concerns, from radioactive exposure to shifts in gender roles. The hero, says Julie Turnock, is literally shrinking in stature.
The person at the top is now at the bottom, and the patriarch of the house is now being chased by the house cat.
Which became a shrinking people movie cliché.
It's normally somebody gets attacked by a cat.
Jake Morrison watched a ton of shrinking movies before working on the superhero film Ant-Man. He was its special effects supervisor. The live-action movie from 2 years ago features a suit that makes the hero insect-sized. Morrison used something called a macro lens to create a hyper-realistic world where a mote of dust is giant and a bathtub drain perilous. You can tell the story of Hollywood special effects, says Morrison, partly through the story of shrinking movies.
Every single shrinking film is essentially the best use of the technology that was available at the time.
Like one of his favorites, a live-action Disney film about a leprechaun from 1959.
Would you wish no? I will indeed.
Darby O'Gill and Little People did some amazing work with Forced Perspective, where they poured so much light on set, so everything was in focus.
Forced perspective is essentially the same trick people use when they take pictures, say, of the Eiffel Tower, that looks pinched between their thumbs and forefingers. In this case, one actor was filmed from a distance, so he looked like an elf.
Well, Darby O'Gill, just pleased and delighted I am to see you again.
Way ahead of its time, and always pushing the bounds.
That's a brilliant film. That's brilliantly done.
Director Alexander Payne says Darby O'Gill and the Little People pioneered techniques still employed 50 years later. The Lord of the Rings movies used forced perspective to film its dwarves and hobbits.
I'm surrounded by dwarves.
People have always been attracted to stories where characters get littler. Think Alice in Wonderland and Gulliver's Travels. There's a pleasure to the idea of being invisible and being able to creep into tiny little spaces. Right now, the metaphor is more obvious than ever, says Alexander Payne, for people feeling diminished by the world and the scale of its challenges.
The purpose of a what-if science fiction social satire premise, like the one we have in Downsizing, is to give us perspective on the real world and to let us see in an entertaining way, to help us look at these problems and give us some distance from them.
And to remind us that even small things have significance. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
You want to get down? Now what you gonna do?
Lift it small.
Do do you want to get up, y'all?
Let's get small.
Now what you gonna do?
Let's get small.
You have to take your high, y'all.
Let's get small.
Now what you gonna do?
Let's get small.
Say what?